morning, I'd really like to talk about Love Parks Week. Because this year, Love Parks Week is being celebrated between Friday the 25th of July and Sunday the 3rd of August. Love Parks Week aims to promote the benefit of quality green spaces as being places essential to happy, healthy communities. In Plymouth, there are events happening in, for example, Radford Woods, Ham Woods and Central Park, and details of the events in Plymouth can be found on the Love Parks Week website. The notion of parks as places essential to healthy and happy and enjoyment is, of course, nothing new. And 100 years ago today, the Western Evening Herald reported upon one such quality green space in Plymouth. Under the heading Mr. Astor's Purchase of the South Devon Place Ground, an article reads, "We learn that the ultimate use of the South Devon Place Ground, which Mr. Astor has purchased, has not yet been settled, but that the ground will not be built over and will for the present be used as hitherto for football and similar purposes." It's really heartening to read that 100 years ago people in Plymouth were using open green spaces as places essential for their healthy and happy communities. Today, of course, we know the South Devon Place ground as the Astor playing fields at Cat Down. During this week, I think it would be wonderful for each of us to look afresh at the beautiful environment we have around us. Parks, woodland, coastal paths all play their part in being beneficial for our health, whilst at the same time we can marvel at the wonders of creation. I'll finish with a line of poetry from the English poet Dorothy Frances Gurney, who in celebrating creation penned the following line, taken from a poem entitled God's Garden. She says, "One is nearer God's heart in a garden than anywhere else on earth." I think that's a really wonderful sentiment for us to think of for today.